This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk on demand audio.
So you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news,
Kid Rock cut his performance short at a Nashville event after the audience decided they didn't want to clap along. Appearing as a special guest at Bon Jovi keyboardist David Bryan's birthday party, Rock attempted to lead the crowd in a cover of Proud Mary, but grew frustrated with the lack of participation. After stopping the song twice, he stormed off saying, "You ain't gonna clap? I'm gone."
Wow.
He said a little something else too, but I can't say it on here.
Yeah, I'm sure he did. Not fit for a broadcast, probably. Yeah,
exactly.
It's just childish, though.
I wonder why. I mean, it was obviously, were they mad at him, you think, or they were all drunk, or what were they doing?
They just didn't want to do it. I mean, come on.
Wow.
I understand you're mad and you stop short if someone throws something at
right.
you, because that's been happening, but you're just angry like a five-year-old because they're not clapping along with you. Get over yourself. Like, that's just the silliest thing I've heard. I have zero empathy for him.
The good thing is the band kept playing, so
good.
They finished out their set just without
a little temper tantrum. I'd love to know what was behind that.
5-year-olds, it happens with 5-year-olds.
Well, there you go. Allure 35A, owned by Motley Crue, singer Vince Neil was involved in a fatal crash at Scottsdale Municipal Airport. One person was killed. The jet veered off the runway and collided with a Gulfstream 200. Neil was not on board, but his girlfriend Rain sustained 5 broken ribs, and her friend Ashley was also hospitalized. Their dog did survive, so that was good. Authorities have not released the identity of the deceased. Neil expressed condolences, and Motley Crue plans to offer support in the investigation.
So let me tell you what irritates me about how this story was presented. The lead of most news organization was Motley Crue's jet involved in fatal crash.
Right.
Like it almost sounded intentional. But then when I read the story, the Learjet, which indeed was owned by Vince Neil, he wasn't on board, landed, the left landing gear collapsed, causing the plane to veer off the runway where it hit another plane, and it killed the pilot of the plane that had the problem. I mean, it was Vince Neil's pilot who got killed. And his girlfriend was on board, but I mean, other than the fact that he owned the plane, he had nothing to do with it.
Well, yeah. He has killed someone before in a car crash.
But he had nothing to do with this.
Right. It's his plane.
Isn't it crazy how we keep hearing about, I know this is a bigger deal, obviously, you know, what was fatal and right. Motley Crue was
right.
involved, all
right.
that stuff, well. But it's like, remember when they had the issue with like the window or the, no, it was the, what blew, was the door blew off. And then we kept hearing of all these issues on planes where parts of the plane would blow off mid-flight. It's the same thing now. It's like horrific crash out of Washington, D.C. Then you had the one out of, what was it, Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
And it just seems like they keep happening.
You
and
keep
you're like, are they happening
more
or is it just because we're all thinking about it? And so every crash we're now hearing about nationwide.
Right. Yeah, I overheard some people mentioning that yesterday, like at a cafeteria where I was. They're like, I won't get on an airplane. I'm just going to drive. And I'm like, it's still the safest mode of transportation in the world, probably.
It is the safest, but I really have to remind myself of that because it can get kind of scary when there's a little bit of turbulence.
I don't know if you guys heard about this, but during Kendrick Lamar's Super Bowl halftime show, did you guys see the protester that got on the field
with the flag. I had that story and I just didn't get around to mentioning it yesterday. He jumped up on the car and was waving that Palestinian flag. Right.
Yeah. Apparently, he was part of the dancing crew, though. So,
how did he sneak a Palestinian flag?
He just had it in his like jacket.
So it was a small flag.
It was pretty good size.
It's probably about that size, one right behind him.
Yeah, and the thing about it is it went on for a while. Like,
they didn't stop him
immediately, and then they finally, when they did chase him, he ran out on the field and was flying the flag. I almost question whether or not Kendrick Lamar or somebody there knew that was going to happen as some sort of political statement.
The NFL said it was an act of unsanctioned.
I'm sure it was unsanctioned.
Yeah. I was picturing a flag on a flagpole. That makes sense now.
He was just holding the flag.
Yes, that would be easy to hide into your outfit. That makes sense. Yeah.
I bet Kendrick Lamar didn't even know what was going on.
Probably. He might not have. But the slow response led me to believe that somebody must have known, or they could have tackled him a little bit sooner.
And, you know, the security probably didn't. Oh, that might be part of the show.
Maybe.
Because they don't know.
It looks like Trader Joe's has imposed a purchase limit on 12 eggs per customer nationwide due to the ongoing shortage caused by the bird flu. The restriction affects over all 600 locations and aims to ensure more customers can access eggs.
Good Lord.
Now, other retailers, including Costco's, have implemented similar limits. So be on the lookout. Your eggs are...
I am now an egg hoarder officially. Can I just say that? So I went to Schnucks yesterday and I bought a dozen eggs. They were $5.69 for the jumbo 12-pack, just a regular carton of eggs. And I got them home, and I realized we already had two other cartons at home that hadn't been touched yet.
Yeah, how many eggs can you really hoard?
Well, but I only bought them because I thought we didn't have enough, and I got home and found out we had too many.
Mark's new side hustle.
I overpaid for the eggs.
Toilet paper 2.0.
Get more at 971talk.com.